How I made over $7,000 without having a product. Here's a screenshot from Stripe. That's over $7,000 in just a few weeks, $7,424 to be exact, for this product that did not exist. Now, what does this mean? Right, and I'll give go over two examples right here, Rolex and Tesla, but it's all about the concepts of waiting lists. And this seems simple, anyone can understand this. It's simple, in fact, but it's not easy to pull off, right? And what does this mean? Basically, to put it short and to cut a long view short, is you have to sell before you build, right? Sell your product, get money in, and then build after, right? So you get the money first, and only when you have the money do you go out and build. Why? Because you only build once you have validated the idea, right? Because it's dumb to spend all of this time, like months or years, building a product and then releasing it to market because you don't know what people want and if people will actually want it. This is exactly what Tesla and Rolex are doing. For example, Tesla, when they came out with a Cybertruck, you know the Cybertruck, everyone knows it. What they did was you could join a list, not a waiting list in this case, actually a waiting list as well. And if you paid, I think, was a deposit of $200, right? You could join the waiting list, right? And what was this for, right? It was a way for Tesla to know the market interest in their new product, right? They had hundreds of people or thousands of people buying, so the initial offer for $200, right? And most likely internally they had a threshold. If we get more than XYZ, more than X people buying it, we'll go out to production, right? If we have like less than a number, we'll just maybe delay production a bit more, right? But again, they validate the idea, right, by asking for money first. They built out this MVP, which in this case was a couple of renders or the car, or maybe I think they even have like an actual car. Just one, right? They build one, really, really shitty. They have a couple of cool renders. They do a couple of marketing to sell you the product before they build it, right? They only got into production, I'm not sure of the numbers, but a lot of months later, or actually a year later after people went down with the deposit. I think once you put down the deposit, they tell you on the site that, okay, you put down the deposit today, the production starts in a year from now, you get your car 2 years from now. I think that was the thing, right? But again, it's all about the concept of waiting lists. You pay them, you know, so that they can validate if the market wants their idea. And if the market wants, and the market tells you that by giving you money, then you go out and build it. Rolex is the same thing, right? They have a waiting list. And according to several sources, generally it takes around 6 months to buy a Rolex. So there's a waiting list, right? There's a waiting list. So people join the waiting list. Let's say a new Rolex comes out, right? A new watch comes out. People join a waiting list, and that's a way for Rolex to know, okay, how many people are interested in this watch? What's the market sentiment for this new product we've released? That applies to physical products like Rolex and Tesla, so cars and watches, and also applies to software. What we did here was the exact same thing, right? We had this idea of what we wanted to build. We did some like mock-ups in Figma, so like how the software would look like. We did some basic stuff. We had like a shitty landing page of what software would be and the pain point that software would solve, right? And we marketed that as the product. And what we did was, in specific, we created a waiting list where people could pay us, if I'm not mistaken, it was $199, I think, not too sure, for access to the product. In this case, we did an LTD, which was a lifetime deal, right? And again, the LTD, which is a lifetime deal, is just a way to get people into the software, because again, they're getting the software for life for just $200. But again, it's a way for us to catch the market sentiment, because imagine, we had built this software, right? We spent like 6 months, 12 months building it, amazing with all these features. And then finally, after 12 months, we put it out in the market and nobody buys it. Well, we've just spent 12 months wasted, right? Or a less worse factor, which was the issue I made in my previous software, a marketplace, was I actually spent 12 months building the marketplace. And I put all these features in that I thought people would love, that I think that I would like as well. And after 12 months of working and spending money, investing time and money, we're making $0, right? Because we were building the product. We were building before selling. We're doing the other way around, which is dumb, right? You want to go for this way. You don't want to go for this way. And again, I spent a lot of time doing it, 12 months actually or more. And finally, I came up with a product. Okay, some people enjoy it, some people use it. But a ton of features that I thought people would like to use, people didn't use. So I spent money and time building this product in a way that I thought would work. And then when I got it out to the market sentiment told me, no, we don't want this. We want something else. And that's the exact same thing here. Again, you have to sell before you build. And I know this sounds contradictory and a lot of people don't do this, because you feel, oh, but I need to have a product, right? Why would people send you money? But you could just have an MVP, have a shitty product, have a landing page telling people what your product does, right? Just have a landing page. Again, Tesla has just a landing page telling, listen, pay us $200, we'll give you a car in 2 years, right? It's insane. The lead time is insane. And you can do the same, right? Have a landing page and tell people just exactly what we did, right? I'm going to find here our actual landing page, which was nichebase.co, which was the page that we sent people to buy our product. Again, the product did not exist. We just sent people here. And of course, since then, because we've discontinued the product, we've refunded everyone. We don't keep people's money that because there's no product, right? This was the landing page. Literally, this was it. Actually, it was $99. This was the shitty landing page. Create a profitable online directory. Go live in minutes and start collecting payments with the directory website, right? Give us your email to preview a demo. The demo was just a shitty Loom video, I think. And there's a logo here. There's me and my co-founder. And then people just click here. They went to Stripe and they bought it. That's literally it. This is literally the landing page. It was a shitty landing page. That's it. There's no software. Nothing was built. And only, I think, when we reached like 5K or 3K, did we actually start building the shitty MVP. But again, it took us like $5,000 for us to validate the market sentiment and actually start building something. Again, I know this is very contradictory and a lot of people won't do it. They'll try to build and then sell because they're afraid, but don't be afraid, right? If you have an idea in mind, go out and build a shitty landing page and ask people for money and tell them, listen, it's gonna be ready in about 2 months, 3 months. I think we told the people that this would be ready in a launch in June, which was like 4 or 6 months up ahead. So yeah, people don't really care, right? If they know who you are, they like it, trust you, they won't really care, okay? And if you're dealing with software, a lifetime deal like we did here is a great incentive because, I mean, they see the value in your product, and if they can get a lifetime deal because they're joining early, well, most likely a lot of people did join. So yeah, that's the whole concept. Again, that's what these two companies do, and surely a lot more other companies do as well. And again, it is easy to understand, actually simple to understand, and honestly easy to do. But a lot of people don't do it. A lot of people just go out and they build and then they sell, which was the issue I made at my first company, my software company. And thankfully, in the other two I started so far, this one, which we eventually discontinued, and the new one, we've not done that. So yeah, that's it. That's the video. Thank you so much for watching. Go out and sell before you buy, before you build, and I'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.